Right, welcome everybody. Good morning, Amitofo.
大家早, 早安。
So I'd like to first thank the volunteers and the residents here at the Chan Meditation Center for keeping the center running and making Sunday talks and all the other activities here possible.
首先是希望感恩这里的常住法师跟菩萨、地公菩萨们来这里，给我们这么好的道场，让我们可以在这里修行佛法，所以非常感恩，谢谢。And
also want to thank my wife Rebecca for being willing to translate for me.
也很感恩我的太太，愿意在今天在这里帮我翻译。So
this is part four of what has been a growing series of talks. The first one, and on the five methods of stilling the mind. So stilling the mind has been the title of the talks, part one, two, three, and four, although I don't know the part of the title has always been posted. But the first of these talks was given last December, and then one in spring, and one in summer or fall, and now fourth part in winter. So perhaps we'll finish up with the fifth method of stilling the mind today. We will see.
今天是 Thank you, Ray. 今天这个五庭星这个题目呢是第四讲，那这个本来是只是希望讲一次，就是去年十二月的，那讲不完就，然后今年的春季讲了一次，然后秋季讲了一次，还是讲不完，所以今天希望都把它讲完第四次。
So the five methods of stilling the mind, just to put this in perspective, the five methods of stilling the mind are meditation on the breath, meditation on impurity of the body, mindful recollection of the Buddha, meditation on the four immeasurable states of mind, which are loving kindness, compassion, joy, and equanimity, and the fifth is meditation on causes and conditions.
那这个五庭星的方法呢，就是复习一下哈。第一个就是那个数习观，然后第二个就是不净观，第三个就是念佛一念佛的形象，第四个就是事无量心，事无量心就是慈悲喜舍。那今天讲的是第五个，就是因缘观。
And all five of these methods are complete practices in themselves, but they're also each antidotes to a specific type of emotional turmoil or mental vexation or negative pattern of thinking.
那这五庭星方法每一种呢，本身都是一个可以独立的方法，修行的方法。那每一种方法呢，那个都是每一种安定心的方法呢，本身都是专门可以对治一些心里面情绪方面的烦恼，还有那个负面的情绪，就特别有效的。So
meditation on the breath is an antidote to scattered mind. Meditating on impurity of the body counteracts attachments related to the body, like fear of illness, body image, inappropriate sexual desires. Mindfully recollecting the Buddha counteracts fear and complacency. Meditating on the four boundless states of mind counteracts anger and hatred. And meditating on causes and conditions counteracts ignorance and delusion.
那第一种那个属习的法门呢，就是对治那个善乱心特别有效的。然后不净观就对那个对治那个对身体执着，这特别有效，尤其是对身体的，还有那个不正确的欲望性欲方面的执着呢，也特别有效的。 然后呢，第三种那个念佛法那个法门呢，就是对治那个懒散，还有那个惶恐跟清理的状态呢，特别有效。然后第四种那个那个 四无量心呢，这是对的对治那个嗔恨心是特别有效的。那今天要讲的那个因缘观呢，就是对治愚痴是特别有效的。
So having these five methods available to us then gives us something of a toolbox. That's the way we've been talking about it. Because sometimes we're really beset by a particular type of vexation that we're having trouble dealing with or is becoming a particular obstruction to us. And sometimes our regular method becomes dry or we're just not able to get our teeth or claws into it, so to speak. And so having these five available to us as something to draw on when we need it or when we think it will be of particular use to untie a knot or a particular obstruction that we're confronting, we can call on these and use them as appropriate.
那在我讲这个五停心这个题目的时候呢，这五种方法我把它讲成我们修行里面的一些工具，我们每一个修行的人都是需要有一个工具箱，那个工具箱里面都可以有不同的工具。当我们尤其是当我们平常的常用的方法呢，我们觉得就是用不上力，尤其是当我们这有面对一个特别的困难，那个一个特别的障碍，平常的那个用的方法没有办法帮我们的时候，我们就可以看一下我们的工具箱里面，看一下有没有就用力可以找看其中一个方法呢，或者面对这个问题是特别有效的，就可以拿它出来应用。
So today we're just going to focus on the fifth, meditating on causes and conditions. So if you weren't here for some of the previous talks and wanted to hear some about the first four, they're online with the lectures from the center, except for the first talk. The first talk was apparently lost, so it's not posted. But I tried to review a lot in the second talk to make up for that. So the first four are there in parts 2 and 3.
那今天呢，我会主要讲那个第五个方法，就是因缘观。那如果你上几次没有来的时候的话呢，在那个网络上面可以重听一下那些演讲。学了第一个演讲呢，那个没有，他们都丢了。可是，在第二次、第三次的时候，我有复习。所以应该呢都可以都可以听到第一个都到第四个方法的。
Oh, was that okay? Oh, it sounded like it wasn't working. Okay. This one I find probably the more difficult of the five to talk about. And the reason is that it can come across as a very academic exercise, as an intellectual exercise, although the actual practice is not. And so what I'm going to try to do today is to humanize it or try to really emphasize the applied aspect of it more than the very conceptual, didactic, analytic aspect of it. But even then, I think it always can come across as an intellectual exercise. So please try to remember as we go through this, ask the question, how is it that I could ask these questions and look into these analyses in a way that really can transform the way I think about my life, the way I think about myself and those around me? Because that really is the objective of this meditation on causes and conditions.
那今天讲这个因缘观这个题目这个方法啊，这个题目呢很难讲，因为通常听到的时候都会觉得这个题目好像就是很学术性，很多好像是讲一些 很思维性的，那就变成了很难呢，就不觉得很难把它应用在生活上面。那所以呢，今天我是尽量希望呢。可以把这个题目讲得比较实用，尽量把它讲得可以实用在生活的修行上面的。可是还是会有些时候觉得好像是很多很思维性很多分析性的比较偏重于分析性。可是呢，我希望大家在听的时候呢，尽量可以记得怎么样可以把这种分析的方式应用在我自己的生活的情况上面。
So what is this meditation on causes and conditions that is an antidote to ignorance? It is a direct experiential analysis of the, we could say, constituent elements orcomponents or processes of body, mind, and environment. Or we could say it is an analysis of consciousness and materiality. Or we could summarize it even more and say it is an analysis of the constituent elements or components or process of our conscious experience.
Not intellectual, so
I warned you.
所以这个因缘观这个讲这个因缘观这个方法哈，这个修行的方法呢，可以总结来讲，可以说是分析这个很分析性的那个方法。这个分析什么呢？可以说是分析这个身心跟环境不同的元素，也可以把它看成是分析我们的这物质我们所直接经验到的物质方面的经验，还有那个意识上面的的经验。也可以说基本上是分析我们意识到的所有的经验的里面的元素。
So we'll look at this two ways. One is to look at the meditation on causes and conditions as a meditation on the dependent nature of what we experience and the conditioned nature of what we experience. So saying that everything we experience is dependent and conditioned by a multitude of factors from the past that had to all happen and come together in the present, and that our present experience is supported by many of these conditioned and dependent events right now.
也可以说呢，就是当我们在某一个情况之下呢，我们就是分析在当下这个经验呢，可以发生的所有的因缘，我们就是去分析这我们现在这个经验是所有的事物都是因为有其他的元素，其他的事物发生了，才可以一到今天这样子的，现在这样子的情况的。所以呢，所有的因素跟缘分不同的不同的人跟事需要发生，我们叫缘呢都要发生才可以所有的不同的因缘合才能够到现在的当下发生这一个情况的。所以我们的这个方法就是去分析所有因缘都要合，还有这些因缘之前也有他的因缘合才可以发生现在的情况的。
So then after we look at that a little bit, we will look at the meditation on causes and conditions from a perspective of four stages. So four stages of approaching and building this meditation in our practice so that we can apply it and use it to transform the way we view the world and our place in it.
那当我们分析完所有的因缘和合的因素之后呢，我们就会讲怎么样这一种的修行是有四个阶段的，那个就是讲解这四种的阶段，然后就会解释怎么这样子的分析跟修行是怎么样让我们可以改变我们对我们经验的看法。
So, in either approach, what this meditation is doing as it alleviates ignorance or as acts as an antidote to ignorance is it is uprooting our deepest held views of permanence, of independence, of the sense that things have a capacity to permanently bring pleasure or satisfaction, or permanent pain and unsatisfaction. So it's going in and breaking this root of attachment to our ideas that things are permanent, static, unchanging, and incapable of change.
这种这个修行方法呢，是因缘观，说是最好是对治我们的愚痴，是什么意思呢？就是对治我们的愚痴，就是对治我们最根本的烦恼，最根本的执着。这个执着就是执着认为世界上是有一些是我们观念上面的执着，执着上说有一些东西是永恒的。是独立永恒不变的心里面深深相信呢，有这些事物呢是永远都可以给我们带来快乐，或是永远都可以给我们都是让我们痛苦的这一种错误的愚痴的观念就是因缘观这个修行方法就可以帮助我们拔起这一些根本的烦恼愚痴。
And by doing this, then it softens our views, it softens our expectations, and it softens the way we interact with ourselves, other people, and the world around us. It softens our self-centeredness and allows us to go about our lives not only more clearly and more effectively, but more peacefully, more at ease, more stably.
当我们把这些根本的愚痴烦恼可以拔起的时候呢，这样子会让我们的心比较柔软。柔软的心的意思就是说，当我们跟我们自己跟还有其他人互动的时候，当我们没有想到这些有一些这么永恒不变的元素在我们的观念里面的时候，我们跟其他人互动的时候会比较那个心会比较柔软，会让我们不会想到一定是怎么样的情况。
So what do we mean when we say that meditating on causes and conditions is meditating on the dependent and conditioned nature of things? Probably best to stop there for a second.
所以修行的方法呢，我们就是要去关照所有事物的因缘。
So first, what does it mean that our experience, the things that we experience, the ideas that we experience are dependent? This means that their existence in the moment, right now, is only possible because of this multitude of past occurrences, past causes,that led to the present experience that we're having.
所以这个关照要参的是就是说要看分析参关照现在我们的经验或者现在有一个念头这个观念这个 观念，这个念头或者这个经验呢，不是独立自己发生的，是因为有以前很多很多不同的因缘发生，才会有这一个当下，有这个经验。
So take for example the Sunday lecture, right? Here we are in the Sunday lecture. But this is a dependent experience. What had to happen for this Sunday lecture as we're experiencing it right now to occur? Each of us in this room had to wake up and give rise to the intention and the motivation to come to the Chan Meditation Center for the Sunday lecture. All of our modes of transportation had to function appropriately. Right? We had to arrive here. The building had to be here, which means that Master Sheng Yin had to give rise to the motivation to come teach Chan in the West decades ago, and to do so in a way that inspired people to actually work hard and maintain this center even up to the present day, right now, in this moment. I actually had to prepare a talk, so I had to be motivated. But so many different things had to come together. These are just a few of the millions of events, moment to moment to moment in the past, that had to all come together for this experience to exist, for this Sunday lecture to occur.
那我们可以用一个例子，很简单，我们面前现在在经验到的这个例子，就是今天这个礼拜天的个演讲，我们现在就在经验这个演讲啊，都是因缘和合才可以发，很多很多因缘发生才可以有我们今天现在经验到的这一个演讲的。那首先就是，那大家要今天早上要打算醒来之后就想，哎，我要去到禅中心来听演讲。如果没有升起这个念头，根本就没有会来到这一边。然后想要来禅中心，还要坐车了，开车坐车，那个车子没有坏掉那个如果公车要可以又没有问题，才可以从家里坐车来到这里。那来到这里呢，有没有禅中心在这里？这个禅中心不是自己发生的，这禅中心有在今天，是因为师父很多年前发心想要起一个禅中心，升起这个念头，发心想要找人募款来买这个禅中心。那还要有其他的学生、其他的菩萨们发心愿意来奉献，这么几十年来才有今天的禅中心还在这里，可以让我们再来这里有这个礼拜天的演讲这我们现在想想看，就是很多很多无数无量的不同的因缘都要在这么多年发生才有这一刻这个禅中心在这里。那当然还要有我自己要有时要有发心来准备这个演讲，要想要来给这个演讲，然后用时间来准备这个演讲所以就是我们只是想一下这一刻我们在经验的，就知道这些只是几种的因缘，还有其他无数的因缘，让我们现在这个当下这个经验可以发生的。
So all these past factors from decades, millennia ago, just this morning, are what are responsible for the components of this Sunday lecture experience. If you guys weren't here now, there'd be no Sunday lecture. If we weren't here now, there'd be no Sunday lecture. If the building wasn't here now, there'd be no Sunday lecture. So the things that right now are supporting each other to create this experience of the Sunday lecture were all dependent on these past experiences, But they all had to come together just right in this moment to create this experience of the Sunday lecture.
那我们刚才讲到呢，就是需要很多不同、很多无数无量的事情以前发生，不很多很多，不只是几十年，是其实几千年发生的事情才可以让我们这个禅宗心今天在这里大家在这里，我们在这里今天可以在这里在有这个演讲。同时间呢，不只是以前发生的事情，现在当下的所有的因缘也是要一同在这里合才可以互动，让现在这一个我们这个现象，我们说这个礼拜天的演讲可以发生。而现在这一刻，如果大家菩萨们都跑掉了，都不坐在这里听演讲，就没有演讲了。那我们两个跑掉了，我们那个也没有演讲了。那如果这个房子消失了，那也今天现在这个礼拜天演讲也没有办法发生。就算是当下不同的元素，也是一直要不同的元素要继续在这里互动和才可以继续有我们现在当下这一个经验。
So what does it mean then that it's also conditioned? So it's clearly dependent on many things, but what about conditioned? So conditioned refers to then the flavor of the experience, the tone of the experience, how we relate to the experience. In a large part, it's just a matter of how the conditions came together. Right? Are there a lot of people here, a few people here? Is it warm or cold or well-lit or dark in the room? But a lot of the conditioned nature of the experience, how we perceive it, depends on the state of mind we bring into it. Right? Is it a good lecture, a boring lecture, an okay lecture? How do you feel in this experience? Are you comfortable, uncomfortable? Bored, restless, content, right? And this depends then not only on factors that determine the nature or tone of the environment of the experience, but all of the factors that led to our state of mind, our mood, our expectations, our knowledge and previous experience that we may compare to or contextualize the present lecture, the present experience in.
那当然呢，也需要有这些条件。我们说刚才讲要有什么条件让我们有这个经验。那现在当下的这个经验呢，究竟是怎么样的一个经验，也是跟这个因缘是很有关系的。就是当我们每一个人带来这一个当下这个经验，我们我们的心态。我们有带什么期望来这个听这个演讲呢？还有那个心是很散乱呢或是很心是很集中啊，或是是很正面的态度啊，还是一个很负面的态度都可以带影响到这个当下的这个经验呢，是大家的从这个经验里面的直接的感受的感觉当然我自己的现在当下的那个心态还有这个姿势也是会影响到这个演讲的感觉。那或是这个感觉意思是说，是大家觉得这个演讲是很有意思啊，很有趣啊，或是觉得很无聊啊，那是跟你们的心跟大家的心，他就觉得是很散乱啊，所以或许很有兴趣，很正面的感觉是有关系的。那当然，现在个人的每一个人的心态的心的状态是跟之前的活动是有关系的，之前的 心理活动啊、修行啊是有关系的。所以这些不同的条件因缘也是合在，可以影响到现在这个有这个经验的发生的可能性，还有这个这个情况、这个活动大家的感受是有关系的。
So we all are sitting in this room with an idea about the Sunday lecture today. We all have in our mind an idea about this is an interesting lecture, maybe some of you are thinking. Or this is a dreadful lecture, maybe some of you are thinking. This is a wonderful lecture, maybe some of you are thinking. But is that the case? Is this lecture a permanent innate object with its own permanent innate qualities? In our mind, there is an idea, and it feels solid and reliable and firm and unchanging. But many people in this room may have a completely different idea about this very same Sunday lecture, this very same experience. So even though there are shared qualities, can we say that this idea, this experience, is a certain way? Right? If you're sitting there and you're thinking, man, this lecture really sucks, that's fine. But the question is, why? Why? What is this lecture? How did this lecture come about? And why do I perceive it this way? Why do I view it this way? What are all of the factors, externally, internally, past and present, that bring about this experience of a sucky Sunday lecture? And if you're sitting out there thinking, wow, this lecture is really interesting, that's fine too. But why? What are all the factors, external and internal, past and present, that make this experience the experience of an interesting lecture?
那我们在这里呢，坐在这里听这个演讲哈，心里面就是我有这个想法，这个想法就是哦，这里有一个这个演讲。这个有这个事物在这里发生，有一些你们会有一些人会觉得哦，这个演讲蛮有趣的，蛮有趣的。有可能会有些人说，这个演讲哇无聊死了，那个无聊死了，这个怎么就觉得很难过，坐在这里。或者有另外有一些菩萨会觉得，哎，这个好棒啊，这个演讲，好、哦、可是。我们可以看到呢，虽然这里是有一个事物，我们有说这里有一个演讲，就好像是我们心里面有想法，有这个事物在这里。可是我们就可以知道，其实在每一个人的直接的经验里面是一个不同的演讲，每一个人的心里面是经验到一个不同的演讲，好。那个我们需要关照的就是，当我在我的直接的经验里面觉得这个演讲啊，好糟糕啊，这个演讲没有问题，可是我希望你可以用心去关照一下，就是问着我自己，为什么我觉得这个演讲好糟糕，有什么因缘？现在当下的，还有过去，因缘合到这一个当下，让我觉得这一个演讲，我现在这一个经验，觉得这个演讲很糟糕。或许有一些菩萨们，你们会觉得这个演讲好棒哦，很有趣哦，也可以。可是呢，我也希望你可以关照问你自己，为什么我会觉得这个演讲很有趣很棒，去分析一下自己当下还有以前有一些什么因缘可以合到现在的当下这一刻，会让我觉得 感受到这个演讲现在是很有趣很棒的。
Any question at this point? I'm going to shift into the four stage aspect. So if there's anything that you'd like clarification or
那现在希望如果因为我带现在就要讲到那个四个四个步骤哦。那但可是我希望问现在让大家有一个机会问问题。如果你觉得有什么不清楚的，可以问你问题。
Yes.Yeah, they're very intertwined. I just separate them to make two separate points. Yes. Yeah. I mean, you could look at them as oh, you need to translate the question. Oh, she in Chinese she used the same word in Chinese there. Are there not two different? Because we hear in English dependent and conditioned. Are there two words that can be used in a Chinese translation to distinguish, or in Chinese is it?Is this an English distinction?
Yeah, if it's spoken in Chinese as if they're different things, you will have the same question. Like, which one is the... Yeah,
yeah I just use it as a tool. Because you're right, they are. I mean, ultimately, they are the same thing. But the two different terms in English give us a nice opportunity to kind of look at the simple presence of this experience and then our relationship and the tone, because everybody is here, for example. The dependence of this lecture is the fact that it is occurring, and the condition of the lecture then can be seen as, well, what's everybody's own unique experience of this event that has come together, but for each of us it can bequite a different experience because of the conditions that we bring into it and how we respond to the specific conditions of the experience. If there were a lot of people in here and it was very tight in the chairs, for example, the event itself on one scale is happening, but the condition of the event, the experience of the event for everybody may be a little bit different because now you're packed into these chairs instead of having a lot of room to relax. You know, so that's just the way of...parsing the concepts out to give more places to grab on to do and approach the investigation.
那个有一个问题呢，其实is useful to clarify.
Yes, please.
那个问题呢，就是刚才讲到因缘呢，把它讲成两部分，那是想知道究竟这两种啊是有什么分别的。那我说呢，我没有把它翻译成不同的中文的词语，因为可以很粗略的讲是把这个因跟缘是有没有什么分别，可是不一定是这样子分别哈。那个因为把它讲成分开两个不同的部分呢，有这个原因，就是第一部分刚才讲到了因就是这个演讲发生是有它的原因，因为大家要有想要来，我要有准备，这个就是好像之前的一些因素才可以让现在这个当下的事物发生。好，可是之前这些因素让当下这个事物发生，只是这个因缘的一部分，还有那个缘，我不讲，它解释成缘，就是在大家都在这个演讲里面，可是每一个人的感受的经验是不一样的，不是每一个人在这个演讲里面都感受到同一样的一个演讲。还有就是，就算是大家来这里演讲者在这里，可是这里的环境是怎么样，也会就是这个缘是会影响到大家的经验。好像现在就是很舒服，大家有很多空间哈，就会让大家有现在好像比较轻松的感觉。那如果是很热，很多人挤在一块，可是那个经验就会不一样了，也会影响到每个人主观的对这个经验的感受。所以这个就是我把它讲成缘那一方面。
So really, it's one way of getting to look from different angles to see that every aspect of our present experience right here in this lecture is causes and conditions. Right? Every aspect, the material and the conscious, body, speech, mind, body, mind, environment, consciousness, materiality, however you want to divide it up, every aspect of our experience is causes and conditions.
这样子呢，也可以说呢，我们说这个是因缘观哈，也可以让我们认识到呢，我们的经验里面的所有的元素，我刚才讲是那个身体、那个心，还有环境，或是把它分成意识方面，还有那个物质方面，这是不同的分类的方法，都是。 把我们的经验，现在经验的不同元素，用不同的方式来分类，可是不同的元素都是我们的现在当下的经验的不同的因缘。So
another way we're going to look at the same thing is instead of looking at different aspects of this present experience, we'll look at developing the meditation on causes and conditions through four stages. So these stages are stages at which we can, or through which we can build up the completeness of our analysis of our experience and the use of this analysis in our lives. You want me to go through them four? But let me read them, and then you can make up your own introduction. It'll be just as good, I promise. Probably better. All right, so to contemplate causes and conditions, we analyze our experience in four stages. The first is to analyze the categories of objects within our experience. Basically, to look at all of the conscious labels, to become clear about all of the ideas, perceived objects, perceived feelings, etc., within our experience.
那现在我就会讲解这个因缘观这个修行方法的四个步骤哈。 那个第一个步骤呢，就是首先呢，当在当下的这个经验里面呢，就看清楚这个经验里面的有几有把它分类比几种的经验的元素，或者我可以看着我们现在的经验里面的那个身体的经验呢，还有那个有什么观念，有什么观念的想法。 还有感受，现在当下的经验里面的有什么感受？
The second then is to look a little deeper and to analyze the deeply held views that we hold about experience, about existence. So we take the objects and then we look deeply at what is our underlying set of views or paradigm about within which we contextualize our experience, such as those which we usually function from, these ideas of permanence, of innate qualities, of unchangingness, of the fact that something will provide some complete satisfaction or complete pain if we relate to it or obtain it or have to be with it.
那第二个步骤呢，就是去关照自己对现在这个经验的感受，这个经验里面呢的是有什么样的心里面是有什么样怎么样的一些很深层的看法。 这个看法呢，是我们平常没有很清楚的，可是这个看法呢，是影响到我们现在当下的经验。这些看法意思是，或许是想到，是我们刚，我好像我刚才讲的，看法就是相信 某一些事物是永恒不变的，是永远会让我快乐，或是永远都是让我痛苦的这一些想法，我们在我们的经验里面呢，都会有一些这样子的想法来影响我们对当下这个经验的感受的。
In the third stage, when we have the objects, the ideas, and our views, the deep-held views about these objects in existence in our experience, we look at our actions based on these views within our experience. So we look at how our views direct our actions and the implications our actions have on our lives and the lives of those around us.
然后第三个步骤呢，就是来关照我们的行为。当我们关照的，我们先看关照我们这个先当下的经验的不同的元素哈，那个身边的事物感受想法，然后呢，我们也刚刚关照到我们心里面很深层次想一些想法呢，很相信什么东西是好像是永恒的。然后这些想法呢，是影响到我们跟其他人互动的时候的行为的。所以第三个步骤就是来关照我们这些心里面的想法是怎么样去影响我们跟其他人互动的时候，跟身边的人跟事互动的时候的行为做法。
And the fourth stage then is to carry this analysis, to carry this meditation through time, to carry it moment to moment to moment to moment to moment, to see that flow of causes and conditions clearly for a longer and a longer period of time, to understand these processes, to understand causes and conditions more deeply. So it's really maintaining moment to moment the clear mindfulness of the objects, the views, the actions, the implications of the actions, and how they feed and cycle on one another from moment to moment to moment.
那第四个步骤呢，就是呢，当我们对这个方法可以在当下可以应用这个方法，这个关照的方法的时候，第四个步骤就是练习。每一当下一直都是很清清楚楚的知道当下这个经验里面的心里面的活动感受，还有心里面一些很深层次的想法观念，还有这些观念怎么样去影响到自己的行为，还有自己的行为对其他人的影响，就是 每一分每一秒都是很清清楚楚的知道，这个就是继续修行这个那个很清清楚楚关照的心的步骤。
Did you start to have a question? Yeah. Oh, I thought you were starting to say something. Okay. That's all right. So, this first stage, becoming very clear about the objects in our experience, and I say objects, but really we should say maybe subject and objects, although within awareness, ourself is just another object. Subject and objects seems very simplistic, right? We might feel that, well, I already know what objects are in my experience. But how clear are we most of the time in our daily lives about what's in our mind, about the external environment, about the internal environment, how we feel, how the body feels, the ideas that are arising, the emotions that are within us? How clear are we? Because these do, as we'll see, and as we really know, determine how we act and behave in the next moment towards ourselves and other people. So to be very clear about what is within our experience is critical. If we're not clear, we're ignorant about our present moment, about our experience. And that means that our actions, our words, are going to be based, at least in part, on ignorance in addition to what we're aware of. So that first stage, although it seems simple, just what is in my present experience right now? What is within this experience? Ideas, feelings, sensations, emotions, external objects, everything. What is it? To be clear is to already begin to dispel ignorance.
那第一个步骤呢，大概可能会觉得，那个很简单嘛，有什么好讲的？就是要清清楚楚知道现在当下我们的经验是什么。可是呢，当我们细心想一下呢，我们所讲的，也就我们当下这个经验的心里面所有的事物，我们是真的清清楚楚吗？我这个事物是包括。 心里面现在所感受到的环境里面的不同的人跟事，还有我们自己的感受，自己对这个身边所有的事物、人的感受，还有对他们的看法，我们是不是真正的清清楚楚呢？因为呢，如果我们现在的 当下的心里面的看法，对身边的人事，还有对我们自己的看法，还有感受呢，就会影响到我们怎么样跟自己、跟其他人互动。当我们不是清清楚楚的知道现在当下心里面的自己的看法、想法、感受，还有身边在发生什么事情的时候， 其实那个就是已经是愚痴无明了，就是无明的意思就是不清楚嘛。那当我们不是现在当下是清清楚楚的知道，身边环境在发生什么事情，心里面有什么感受，还有想法的时候，我们也可以讲我们下一刻的行为对其他人 的做出的行为，就是由这个愚痴无明来发生的做出的一些行为了。
So to be able to do this, our mind has to be brought to the present, right? Because this is something that we have to experience now. This is where our experience is in the present. And so this meditation on causes and conditions seen in these four stages, this first stage is bringing the mind to the present. It is calming and focusing the mind. Because if the mind is scattered and wandering, which it often is, then we're not going to be clearly aware and fully conscious of the present experience, because our mind is rambling off to the past or rambling off to the future. So this first stage is really establishing present, clear mindfulness. And when we bring the mind to the present with clarity and focus, it calms and stabilizes the mind as well. So even in this first stage, what sounds simple, just know what objects are present in your experience. All objects. Physical, mental objects. Sounds simple, but it's actually a very profound and powerful aspect, the foundation of meditation.
那我们怎么样可以清清楚楚知道当下心里面的所有事物呢? 那就是要这个把这个心带到当下这里。 那很多时候呢，我们的心呢，不是在当下的，首先我们的心通常都是乱七八糟。 胡思乱想，想到过去的，想到未来的，担心未来的事情，一直在想以前发生什么，悔恨啊，什么不同的事情。 那心都是不是在当下的。所以呢，这个不第一个步骤虽然讲得很想了，我要清楚知道心里面的有什么事物，可是呢好像很简单，可是呢就是需要我们的心呢真正是真正可以放在当下里面，可以很清清楚楚的那个专注在当下里面，那让那个心可以平静下来，然后呢就可以让这个心可以清清楚楚的知道现在的在发生什么事情，就是在环境里面不同的物质方面的事情，还有心里面心理的事物情况这样子所以呢第一个步骤的这个因缘观呢其实就是要修行把心放到当下里面。
So the second stage then, analyzing, contemplating, meditating on our deepest views, our deeply held views about existence, about ourselves, about others, about the environment, depends on that clarity from the first stage. Because we're not talking about I like chocolate, right? We're not talking aboutI don't like it when the bus is late. We're not talking about those kind of views. Those are objects in the first stage, right? These kind of gross ideas that arise alongside the external and physical experience that we have. But only if we see those clearly can we then focus our attention on the second stage, which is that question that I asked you earlier.Why? Why do I not like it when the bus is late? Why do I like chocolate? What are the deeper paradigms or deeper views that I hold that are not so often conscious that makes me like or dislike things, that makes me want or not want things? Right. These now are getting at our deeply held views. Likes and dislikes are surface. Why do we like and dislike? Why do we want and not want?
那这个第一个阶段呢，那让我们的心可以很平静、清清楚楚的在当下里面，让我们可以很清楚的关照到心里面所有的事物呢，是一个基础，让我们可以到修行这个因缘观的第二个步骤。这个第二个步骤就是要很清楚的关照自己的知见，其实这些知见呢是心里面很深层次的一些想法，跟我们平常所讲的心里面的一些不同的看法是有点不一样的。我们通常像我对事物有什么看法，就是我很喜欢巧克力啊，我就不喜欢当那个巴士啊，那个当那个公车迟到的时候，我就是很不喜欢啊。我们把这些想法讲成就是我们的想法，可是这些只是很表面的一个新的事物，这些就是第一个层次的第一个步骤里面的一些新的活动，就对我们的心对我们的环境有什么感受，这个只是第一个层次的。第二个步骤我们是讲所讲的就是那个心里面平常很少会观照到测觉到的这些很深层次的一些知见，就是我平常对一些事物喜欢不喜欢，我是很想要和我是很讨厌一些事物，那些只是表面上的心里面对事物的一些感受想法，可是为什么我们会怎么会对一些事物特别不喜欢或特别讨厌或是特别喜爱 或是很想要，或是这些那个第二个步骤去关照心里面的一些很深层次的这些之间呢，就是去参关照心里面这一些的之间。
These views, we talk about a lot in Buddhism. But until we experience these views in ourselves over and over and over clearly, the impact is never transforming. It is just intellectual. And so this is why we have to have that basic clarity, so that we have that clarity, we can shift the attention to find these views. And I'm sure you've been told many times what these views are. The view that somewhere within our experience, things do have a permanent, innate self nature. And that based on that permanent, unchanging self nature, they are thereby capable of truly, completely, and permanently bringing us satisfaction and fulfillment. This is the basic ignorance and misunderstanding that we carry deep in our psyche that causes us to form hard views, hard ideas, because we have these deep-held views that somewhere within that experience, sometimes very grossly, sometimes we think it must be somewhere in the background, that there is similarly a hard, static, distinct set of realities of ourself, of objects, of others, and that through those hard, static realities, if we can only get the thing we desire, it will permanently fill the gap or the hole or the lack that we believe is a permanent part of ourselves. This is the false view, but it is a view that we all carry. But we have to see that view functioning within our experience to really believe this, to really understand this, and to see it functioning clearly in our experience. We have to see the objects clearly, and the likes and the dislikes clearly, so that we can see these more subtle views connecting the objects to the likes and the dislikes within our experience.
我在讲这个之间呢，其实如果那个有学佛呢，都会蛮清楚，有听过很多次呢，通常我们就是有这个不正之见，那个错误的之见。那错误的之见就是什么呢？是相信，相信呢，这个世界上是有一些事物是有一些事物是永恒、独立不变的。那这个永恒、独立不变的事物呢，只是可以让我们，就是让我们可以得到永远的安乐的。那我们现在的生活里面有什么问题，有什么觉得不快乐，或者是痛苦啊，不足啊，就是因为我们还没有找到，还没有得到这一个永恒独立的事物。那我们每一个人的心里面都会有这个想法的。这个想法的根本的形象呢，就是相信有一个永恒独立不变的东西可以让我们可以得到安乐的。那当然这个就是一个不正确的之见，因为真之见就是没有任何东西是永恒不变的。那所以可是问题就是我们每一个人都有这一个语词，那这个观念上我们知道， 可是真正是可以看到我们心里面这一种愚痴是很不容易的。我们可以观念上知道我们有这样子的愚痴，我们心里面有对这一种观念的执着，相信世界上是有一些东西是永恒不变，我是要去寻找它，要看它。可是呢，我们怎么样可以真正是可以知道，清清楚楚了解这一个是真的这个愚痴的自见呢？就是要修行这一个因缘观，怎么去修行？就是要清清楚楚知道我们心里面的不同的事物，然后清清楚楚知道我们对这些心里面的事物的看法、感受，然后清清楚楚看到去关照我们这些不正确的知见，就是相信这个世界有一些永远不变的东西，让我们可以永远得到安乐。怎么让我们会有这一些对我们身边的事物的这些想法跟感受？我们一次又一次又一次让我们去关照这一个不正确的知见，怎么样去影响到我们对我们身边的事物的感受跟看法？我们才会发现，慢慢发现这个不正确的知见是怎么样让我影响到我们的最当下这个经验的看法。
So, while on the one hand, it is definitely true that our actions are based on what we want and what we want not, and the objects involved in our wanting and not wanting. But the Dharma asks us to look deeper. The Dharma asks us to look at our actions as they are based not on what we want or don't want, but how they're based on those deeply held views about the nature of existence itself, the nature of self and not self, self and other, self and environment. So the third stage is analyzing the implications of acting based on these deeply held views.
那我们的修行里面呢，是要让我们要把更深入的来关照我们的行为跟经验跟想法。那我们不只是要看我们的喜欢不喜欢，对事物的喜欢不喜欢，还其实尤其是我们在佛法里面呢，很清楚的会知道的，我们的行为，我们对身边的人跟事的做法互动的行为呢，不只是跟我们对他们的喜欢跟不喜欢有关系的，其实是跟我们那个很深层次的这些知见是有关系的。所以呢，我们不只是要关照我们的看法跟知见，也要关照我们的对身边的事物的行为，还有对这些行为对身边的人跟事的影响。
So for this stage of analyzing the implications of our actions based on these views, I want to bring in some real kind of human examples. And for some reason, lately, many of my friends who are single, of all ages, young to older people, are looking for boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, wives, life partners, right? This has been a very common topic in my circles lately, people who are looking for life partners. So I thought, well, okay, let's see how their views affect that, because what I've noticed is that the approaches they take, the attitudes they have in this process are so different. And in part, this seems to reflect their views, not what they like and don't like in a person, but how they really see the nature of experience. And some of this comes down to a difference between people who I know in this situation who practice and people who I know in this situation who don't. It's not quite that clear cut, but there's some correlation, it seems.
那或许我可以用一些例子解释这个观念。那个最近很有趣，在我身边的很多朋友呢。 不同的年纪，比较年轻的，比如年纪比较大的，都是在找人生的伴侣，男女朋友都是在找。那在这个过程里面呢，我可以特觉到，很有趣的就是他们的在怎么样做他们的决定，在这个选择伴侣的过程里面呢，就慢慢就很清楚呢，就是他。
So, I was recently talking to a young man who doesn't practice, no background in practice, a very materialistic person, nice person, but very materialistic person. And talking to him about these things, he has, well, his views are very much things are what they are, right? I am this. Other people are this. This institution is that, etc. It's very strong views of permanence, innate qualities, unchanging characteristics about himself and others. And so for him, it's very interesting because his idea of a girlfriend or a partner is very concrete, very hardened. This girlfriend is a thing that has certain permanent innate characteristics, and if obtained, will fulfill certain permanently lacking needs of my permanent self. These are very hard views to hold. And what it leads to is a very painful, hard approach to the process of finding this partner. It is basically girlfriend or bust, right? Without that, there is something always missing. With that, I will be permanently satisfied and fulfilled. And so it gives rise to almost a desperation, a very strong craving, right? The kind of craving that in the sutras with such strong attachment is the source of suffering. And the process is gone about with a very heavy heart because of the very hard views that cause the process to seem similarly hard and concrete and black and white.
那当我在我的观察里面呢，可能是跟这个人是不是有修行佛法有关系。可是也不一定哈。那我们就看看这个例子呢，就是有这个年轻人他呢是没有修行佛法的，所以没有学习到那个无常啊、空观啊哈。那他对自己的想看法呢，就是想的自己是一个比较物质观比较强烈的年轻人。那他呢就是想法的是我是这个独立的个体。 我有这个永恒的我，还有这个有这个永恒的世界，然后那我跟其他人是完全分开的，好这样子的世界观。那还有呢，他在他的心里面呢，这个要找一个女朋友，那这个女朋友呢，就是一个个体，这个人，那个好像一个物，好像一个跟他完全分开的一个事物哈。那的相他的很明显呢，他的想法呢，就是这个女朋友呢，就是一个永恒的个体，就是他生命一中就是缺少的一个部分。所以呢，这样子的想法呢，这样子的之见呢，就让他有这个观念，就是呢，他的生命里面就是有他的生命就是这样子的一个情况，一个永恒不变的情况，他的生命里面就有这个缺少的这样东西，那这样一个东西呢，就是要这个要找一个适合他的女朋友。这个女朋友呢，就像这个东西，就是永恒不变的哦。找到她之后呢，以后也是一直是这样子的哦。她就有这个观念，这个信念呢，就是我希望就是要找那个女朋友，这个女朋友要有这些条件的。然后这些条件找到之后呢，她就可以来填补我生命这一个永恒的缺憾。然后呢之后我就会永远都快乐了，这样子哈，就这样的想法。这样子的之见呢，让他呢在寻找这个女朋友的过程里面呢是一个很痛苦的过程。因为呢他就觉得这个事件都是他是一个独立的个体，永恒不变的，那个女朋友也是永恒不变的，他的生命是这样子永恒不变的。所以呢他的过程找这个女朋友的过程里面呢，他的就不是没有办法，是没有办法用一个很柔软的心来享受这个过程哈，而是呢是非常痛苦的。
Then I have met a number of people who practice who are looking for boyfriends or girlfriends lately, but one of them is very good practice.Very clear understanding, and really wants to find a life partner, right? And that's a fine thing. It's a good thing for lay people if that's what they want. And so while my one person I know who doesn't practice, for him it's a life between extremes of pleasure and pain. His life is always fluctuating between having or have not, a very unstable state of mind around this issue. This individual who practices understands that every person he meets while trying to find this life partner is made up of infinite causes and conditions, constantly changing, complex and dynamic and in process. So they're going to have good things and bad things, and whatever they have now will change over time. And they understand that they're not looking for some hard key to put in the hole of a lock and turn it. And he knows of himself that he's also constantly changing, and that he can adapt and change and is flexible and dynamic. And so even though he's very serious about looking for somebody, the pressure's not the same because the expectation's not the same. And so...This person can go out and meet people more with the attitude of curiosity. Who is this person going to be? What do they have? What do I have? How do we complement each other? How might we share the process together? And if it doesn't work out, well, you know, everything changes. I can find a way to enjoy my life differently if it's, you know, if there's something that I feel I'm missing.It's very flexible because there's not these hard ideas. Then his approach is softer. His expectations are softer. His mind is stable. His mind is more at peace. The difference is really quite stark.
那我有另外一位朋友呢，他是修行佛法了，修行 那也是希望找一位伴侣哈，那个也是很认真的想找要这个伴侣，可是因为他修行佛法，所以对这个五常观还有空观是比较有认识，很清楚。我知道呢，他碰到的那些人呢，他们不是一个永恒独立的个体，他是今天是这样，他们会变的。他也很清楚，他自己也会变。现在今天是这样子，以后不知谁知道以后会怎么样哈。所以他对这个去寻找这个伴侣的这个过程呢的做法看法就有点不一样了，那个期望有一点不一样的。他很认真，可是呢，当他碰到这些女性朋友的时候呢，他好像一个这个态度就是啊，让我看看会怎么样。不知道哈，那个都什么都可以发生，所以就是比较可以那个心啊是比较柔软的，比较那个有弹性的，觉得不是一定要怎么样的这个态度，这样子呢让他可以呢在过程里面呢是比较可以享受这个寻找的这个伴侣的过程。还有呢，因为很那个心很柔软跟很有弹性呢，那他觉得其实不是一定说我没有女朋友我就生命就完了啊，跟另外一位的朋友就不一样，他会觉得没有女朋友我就是痛苦没有办法的，有女朋友就是什么都好了，就这样想法。他没有这样想法，觉得其实我一个人也可以过得很好，有那个伴侣也很好。所以因为这样子呢，他的这个修行的形态有这个比较真知见的在让他来帮助他清清楚楚的知道那个心里面的事跟物跟对身边的人的看法是怎么样，也可以很清楚的知道他的行为是怎么样的一回事，他的那个经验是比较没有那么痛苦的。
So for the person who doesn't practice, their actions, because of their views, are very different. They're always online looking for new people to date because nothing's ever working out because their expectations are so high, right? What they're expecting is not based on reality. So they're always desperately contacting new people and looking for new people, and then it's rather a painful situation for this person. Whereas the other goes on a few dates and says, well, they were nice, it was fun, we had a good time, but you know, it didn't really, it's probably not working out, and that's fine, you know. And so they go out and do things with friends, and it's all, yeah, they just kind of talk about it and want to, you know, get people's input, but it's not heavy, right? And then they go back on and they, you know, try a few more, you know, a month or two later or something, see what happens. And I also then think, gee, I wonder how the behavior is, how, because of those views, how their actions are when they're with these dates, right? I think to myself, well, which kind of person would I want to be on a date with? You know, one might feel really heavy, right? I mean, just this burden of expectation and whatever, and the other just kind of light and pleasant, and let's just take it as it goes, right? I mean, it could be very different. I've not dated these people, so I don't know. But to imagine that their actions must be very different in that sense as well.
那当我们可以想想看来，这两位菩萨的经验哈，第一位菩萨呢，因为他的知见呢是不正确的知见呢，就觉得这个所以让他的觉得呢，找到这个女朋友呢，一定要有这些要求，也这样子呢，让他有这个很高的期望，所以呢，没有一个人可以达到他的期望，所以每一个人都不合适，就是一直都找不到，一直都很 很还是一直很努力的去再找其他的女朋友，希望因为他心里面有这个人呐、啊，这个很这个人，可是这个他心里面这个人呢是。是现实上是不存在的哈，所以呢，这样子呢，他的是给自己一个很大的压力啊，所以在过程里面呢，他是没有办法享受这个过程的，就只是觉得很痛苦。那另外一位修行的这位朋友呢，他是知道就是要看看啊，怎么样情况啊，可有大概也不一定是可以合适啊。所以就是愿意可以很清清楚楚看到现在这个究竟这个人跟我是不是合适的，带着这个比较这个清楚的心，让他清清楚楚知道现在当下在发生什么事情的心态的时候呢，让他可以比较轻松一点，觉得可以去出去看看这个人合不合适，不合适没有问题，我可以跟我的朋友啊其他的人也可以让我很快乐，然后再去寻找一下也可以啊，这个心态是比较轻松的。那我问我自己，这两个我们可以看到他们的或许这样子的心态呢也会影响到他们的行为哈、哦。我问我自己这两个人我会想跟哪一位出去玩哈、哦？第一个菩萨呢好像跟他一块出去玩大概压力很大哈，他因为他的期望非常高哈，大概就不是很好玩的跟他一块出去。那第二位菩萨呢大概就是就算不适合也是最少不会很大的压力哈，所以当然我没有跟他们出去哈，我没有试过，可是我大概可以想象到哈，有些什么分别，就是我们的心态会这样子影响到我们的行为。
So based on our views, it really determines how our life goes. If we have and think on and act on views of permanence, of innate self somewhere within our experience, then this isn't the way things really are. Our thinking isn't aligned with the way things really are. Our actions won't be aligned with the way things really are, which means we're constantly in conflict with ourselves and the world around us because we're acting on assumptions that don't reflect or aren't in line with the way the world, the way ourselves, the way other people really are. Whereas this meditation on causes and conditions brings us into the reality of how things are. It's an opportunity for us to look at our experience and to see more deeply and more clearly that nowhere within our experience is there anything that isn't dependent and conditioned. There isn't anything that isn't constantly changing or subject to change. And so it softens our views, it softens our expectations, and it softens our actions and behaviors. It makes the world a softer place for us to live in, more stable, more pleasant, more easy, more comfortable, instead of being hard and conflicting and closed in and harsh. And so if we can then take this to the fourth stage, which is to keep this in our mind from moment to moment, always be aware of our experience, the dependent and conditioned nature of our experience, the changing, impermanent nature of our experience, then we can really appreciate the good things that are present because of all the things that had to happen for this pleasant experience to occur and the fact that it could change at any moment. It makes it so precious. And at the same time, if it's an unpleasant experience, we don't feel like it's the end of the world because everything changes. Either the environment will change, the circumstance will change, and if it's not changing fast enough, I can change. I can change and find a way for this not to be a cause of suffering. So how we look at things determines how our life is, and meditating on causes and conditions gives us a method to see how life is so that we can live in it as fully and as peacefully as possible.
那我们可以看到我们的心里面的观念是影响到我们跟身边的人跟事物的互动，我们的行为所以我们可以看到，当我们的心里面的观念想法是跟那个现实是有出入的时候呢，我们的行为也会跟事实有出入，变成我们的经验呢整天都是在跟事实现实在冲突，因为我们心里面想的跟现实是不符合的嘛，是整天是有冲突，就是很痛苦的一个经验了。那如果我们的修行这个我们很这个修行这个因缘观，就是让我们呢的心可以呢清清楚楚的知道现在当下现实究竟在发生什么事情，这样子的时候呢，我们的心态就是不会跟现实是有冲突的，因为我们清楚现在究竟是发生什么事情，我们的心就会比较比较柔软，可以呢比较有弹性，但我们的环境呢就不会是整天我们的经验不会整天觉得环境是跟我在作对的，我整天是在冲突的所以呢我们可以这样子修行的话呢我们就可以改变我们的日常生活的经验，就把它带到我们第四个阶段。第四个阶段就是呢，在我们每一个当下呢，都会记得去关照所有事物的现在当下发生的事物的关照它的因缘，都是因缘和合的。这样子的是做，当我们记得这样子修行的时候呢，当有一些很我们在现当下在经验一些很好的事物的时候呢，我们会记得感恩，因为我们会记得知道现在这么好的情况呢是要很多很多不同的因缘和才可以发生的，还有呢不是永恒是这样子的。那当然当我们记得这样子的时候，我们就会记得感恩啊，感恩现在当下这么好啊。那如果当我们当下是在感受一些经验到一些我们觉得不是很好的事情，我们也会记得这个是不是永恒的嘛，那忍一忍就过去了，那没有问题。那如果好像过一阵子还没有过去的话，我们可以自己改变，我们可以改变我们自己的心态，因为我们知道所有的经验都是所有的因缘和才发生，我们改变自己也是这个因缘的一部分，自己的想法就可以改变当下这个对这个事物的感受啦。所以呢这样子呢就可以让我们呢生活里面呢没有那么痛苦。
南无阿弥陀佛。